Diss of the year. Philip, do you want to lead off on this one?
I'll just quickly remind myself. It was... Yeah, I went with... I think it was Jed Nash and Paul Murphy having a...
We're after the watershed. Go on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, calling Danny Healy-Ray an arsehole in the Dáil Chamber, which is quite something. I don't know if you have the clip ready to go.
We don't. Well, it's not very audible on the clip itself. It requires a bit of hard listening that...
Yeah, I think there were a couple of F-bombs dropped as well.
There was a lot.
Of that.
Yeah, the Dáil has descended into a little bit of a kind of... It's less...
Well, Paul Gogarty is back! Yeah.
Paul Gogarty is only back
the original
now
of the species.
But it's a clash of... different ideologies, but it was quite nasty, some of the stuff that Danny Healy-Ray was suggesting about.
Yeah, I don't think you bring up somebody's kid in
the
that was terrible. I mean, that was just...
Yeah. So that
was deservedly called that, let's say.
Okay, in your opinion, obviously, the programme can't agree with that, or indeed stand over it, but you are, of course, entitled to your opinion. Paul, number arouse, pick out your favourite diss there.
My favourite diss is Mary Lou McDonald calling Micheál Martin and Simon Harris Tweedledum and Tweedledee, because if she can recycle it every year, so can I.
Okay. Okay, and we do actually, there was the other Mary Lou diss, which happened during the leaders' debate, which I think we have there.
And we should certainly learn from the crash, a crash that was instigated and driven by yourself, Micheál. You were in government at the time in Fianna Fáil. You brought the crash. You brought austerity. And I will agree with you on this much.
We led people out of the crash.
And I will agree with you on this much, Simon. There are people watching this programme who still bear the scars of your crash and of your austerity.
Right, that was one of yours, Louise, wasn't it? Not your main one, but one of them anyway.
Yeah, it was one of the ones that I liked. I thought it was really the standout moment of that debate. There was a lack of standout moments. I think it was all it was a bland enough debate. There wasn't perhaps the chair throwing that we may have liked, but I think it was really good, and I think it was a really good way for Mary Lou to get her point across that she wanted to be the person of change, and you weren't going to get it with the man that caused the austerity and the man that caused the crash. And I thought it was quite effective, and it was one of those ones that kind of was picked up upon on social media as well, so I liked that one, but no, it wasn't my main one.
Okay, will we hit your one?
Let's.
Okay, this is before the election, a debate done by the other programme I work on Saturday with Colm O'Mungo, and a debate on the Longford West Meath constituency. The voices you're going to hear now are Robert Troy and Kevin Boxer Moran.
And this government built more houses in the 5 years that we were in than the last two governments combined.
You must have bought them all, Robert.
That's a low dig, Kevin, it's beneath.
All right, you enjoyed that.
I loved this one. I was in the kitchen making lunch, listening to this on the radio, and like I gasped out loud because it was quite cheeky from Kevin Boxer-Moran. Obviously, Robert Troy had been embroiled in a controversy where he was a landlord and he hadn't declared properties on his register, interests and all this kind of stuff. And it was just, it was so quick from Kevin Boxer-Moran as well. I thought it was just brilliant. I wouldn't have been able to come up with something so witty now on the spot.
Okay, good thing you were making the lunch and not eating it, because you might have choked on your sandwich or whatever you were having. Harry, did you have any nominations?
Yeah, I thought the Jed Nash and Paul Murphy put down of Danny, and it wasn't really a put down because, I mean, they reacted to something that was pretty egregious. There was a few other ones. The Sean Fleming, who's usually a relatively mild-mannered Fianna Fáil TD, suddenly exploded into action in the Dáil earlier on this year by describing Paul Murphy and Breed Smith and Richard Boyd Barrett and Mick Barry as the puppets of Putin, which was a very alliterative put down, and cue an explosion of anger from them and a boiling row. And he refused to back down, and he reiterated it again and again. And the other thing that came to mind was another two relatively mild-mannered people, usually Jack Chambers and Hildegard Nocton, having a row and going at it hammer and tongs on primetime television with a very bemused and amused Piers Doherty standing in the middle of him, usually the guy who's doing the shouting and roaring, looking serenely at the camera and smiling wisely. Right. That to me was fantastic.
On the Tonight Show, I think it was on Virgin.
On Virgin, yeah.
He was obviously abiding by the idea that if your enemy is self-immolating, then you know why intervene. Okay, do we want to have a show of hands on this one? The Jed Nash and Paul Murphy all raise your hands for that one. Okay, we've three votes for that.
I'm just gonna go. I've been out for a year all the time.
That's the vote on that one.